All right, on this episode of Bare Knuckle Radio, very excited to be talking with an individual competing at BKFC 59, which goes down on March the 24th. A very exciting fight set to go down as James Dennis knuckles up and toes the line against Will Santiago, and great getting to have Will on Bare Knuckle Radio. How are you doing, man? Seems like your day's going well so far.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me, man. I'm doing good, excited. Like I said earlier, number great. Positive energy. We're excited for this fight coming up. We can't be excited enough.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Back in New Mexico and everything like that. It seems like there's going to be a raucous crowd for this one.
Of course, man. I'm always, you know, since I've been out here in Albuquerque, I've done a great job in terms of getting involved with the community, doing a bunch of things out of the gym. So, Albuquerque, not only that, but has taken me in like their stepson, so it's been appreciated. We have a strong presence out here. We have a lot of people that love me and support me, and every time BKFC has came out to Albuquerque, the crowd has pretty much spoken for their boy.
Yeah, and I'd read an article that it said it's one of the more, I guess, even like lucrative kind of markets. Like, it seems like a lot of the Albuquerque fans are really fervent and passionate about Bare Knuckle, and it even comes across watching it at home, so definitely love that.
Yeah, man. I've been around the country, I would say, for a bit now, but nothing, and this is even including back home where I'm from, nothing comes close to Albuquerque when like, you know, with the fight fans and just the fight, the fight mindset out here is crazy, man. It's second to none. It's the best. Everybody gets behind their fighters, even if they're not, you know, your favorite, you know, fighter or whatnot. They still get behind you and they support. And I have never seen that anywhere else but here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, no, I love hearing that, man, and a lot to talk about with this next fight, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly, you know, touch on the last one, because I referenced, you know, back in Albuquerque and everything, like, and you still, you know, maintained that unbeaten in BKFC streak, a draw last time out against Jeremy Holloway. Like, what were the main takeaways from that BKFC 48 you had there last August?
One of the things that I experienced in the fight, and it's not to take nothing away from Holloway, because Holloway's a tough dude and he's a game opponent. And turns out he's been wanting to fight me for a long time, because after the fight, we actually hung out for a little bit, and he's been wanting to fight me since our MMA days. So it was actually good to actually get fighting him finally. But in that fight, I got poked on in the fight really on. And it messed up with my vision. I couldn't really see throughout the fight. I was doing my best to you know, I didn't, obviously, you know, nobody wants to lose. But that experience that I experienced in that fight in August, I've never experienced it in the gym or in the street, nowhere, never. So it was something new to me, and I was glad that I was able to come out with at least a draw and not a loss. Because we had a perfect game plan for Mr. Holloway, but when you can't see, it's kind of hard to forbid that. And not only that, but I couldn't see for 2 weeks after the fight as well. So it wasn't like it was some bullshit. It was real deal. One of the things that I took away from that I feel, you know, getting ready for this fight and for future fights is to always condition yourself to train and the worst possible conditions possible, so that way if something like that was to ever happen again, I won't freak out like the way how I did.
I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of, you know, good that you took away from that. I mean, obviously great to hear that your, you know, sight came back to what it was. I mean, that's a scary situation, but I think you'd probably, I guess, learn a lot and take a lot of positives out of, like you said, even fighting to a draw when your vision is that severely compromised.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was trying, because it was a trip, because I heard my corner screaming at me, telling me what to do. But the thing is that obviously you guys know I'm always going to be a smaller guy, and Holloway's a big dude compared to me. So, you know, while he was telling me to you know, giving me instructions what to do, I kept getting hit because he has a longer reach than me. So it was hard for me to overcome that. Glad we did, but it was an experience that I'll never forget, and obviously we have to learn off it and move on from it, but it's something that I wouldn't necessarily say I will forget about it, but more about getting myself prepared in everything that I do in terms of, you know, preparation, mental practice, instead of, you know, going into a state of mind thinking that, you know, that you're going to get hurt, more or less thinking, okay, what we're going to do while we're hurt, that type of giveaway and takeaway. So for the most part, I was grateful. You know, that was the only thing that happened. None of us got hurt like that, like real crazy. And we both lived to see another day.
Yeah, and that's what's most important. It seems like you have, like, a great team around you. Like, obviously, you do a great job individually learning these lessons and putting in the work, but it seems like, you know, guys from, like, you know, even Coach Wink to Jeffrey Chavez, it seems like you have a great team around you really shaping what you're doing and all.
Yeah, Coach Wink, I don't think people actually know how close me and Wink are. Me and Wink are pretty close. I mean, I don't speak about it, or we don't speak about it like that, but me and Coach are pretty close. Jeff, which is my manager, not only that, but he's also a great friend of mine, mentor, and also a coach. I'm in great hands with those guys. Those guys are always going to push me to do better. Chavez is the only one. Chavez and Wink are the only people that ever actually let yell at me, to be honest with you. But it's just that, you know, it's just out of respect and out of love that they see the potential in me. They've always seen the potential in me, and they just want me to win, and they want what's best for me, and they're gonna make sure that I get the best training possible to go out there and perform.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, the last time we were talking, it seemed like there was a lot of, you know, help they imparted in terms of, like, really game planning specifically for each opponent and getting in that tape study. I imagine that is the case heading into this James Dennis fight as well.
Yes, no, like I said, we had a great game plan for Mr. Holloway, but, you know, things happen. And now for Mr. Dennis, we have an even better game plan for him. And I'll be honest with you, man. You know, I also stopped smoking weed. I don't smoke no more. It helps me with sleep, and I stopped doing that. I stopped a lot of things for this fight and future fights. I really, really just sticking, dedicating to myself to what I know that's going to work for me and get me in the proper shape and in the proper conditioning to take on these fights and take on these tough guys.
No, that's cool, man. I mean, I'm someone who indulges a bit in, you know, cannabis myself, but have been in situations where I try to, I guess, have it as more of like a net positive for my life, and sometimes, you know, look in that mirror and be like, you know what, this isn't really benefiting me in this particular context. Like, I need to be more aware of that. So great to hear that you kind of had that awareness to the scale of like, you know, I'm going to table this, put it to the side for now.
Yeah, I've always said I'll be a stoner forever, but I've always said this too as well. I kind of feel like if it ever becomes a problem in preparation or just even getting a job, it's time to go.
No, fair enough, man. It's what's ultimately going to, you know, benefit you, but kudos to you for having that awareness. I imagine that kind of mentality really benefits you even with certain aspects of training, just in as far as being like, okay, what didn't work last time? What, you know, blind spots, quote unquote, do I have? Or rather, maybe like, what skills do I need to like shore up compared to others? It would seem like that mindset would benefit you even with like the specific techniques and stuff like that, I guess.
Exactly, man. Cause I don't want to, like, what you call it? I want to be able to say, hey, man, you were the better man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a piece of shit and be like, hey, man, you know, you won that fight because I wasn't in shape. No, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm big on respect. And if I show up and someone beats me on my A game, I want to give them that respect. They're like, yo, bro, yeah, you were just a better man that night. You know what I'm saying? I'm like that. I'm cool like that. So I kind of felt like, you know, it hindered me a little bit as well in my last performance because I didn't stop in time. But now, you know, it's about a month and a half in. We still got another month to go. So I feel great. I feel great. We feel great. We feel great. Great about our game plan and what we're gonna do. Come March 29th.
Yeah, and I was mentioning earlier how it seems like there are similar threads with, like, you know, this card and the last time out. And, I mean, you talk about the respect dynamics, too, kind of ties into it a bit, just with this also having, you know, a John Dodson main event. It seems like you guys have those close ties from, like, past training efforts and stuff like that. So, love to see that component as well.
Of course, man. John is, I love that guy, bro. John is, I say it all the time. John is Albuquerque's like son. Like he is, he's from here, but he is loved out here like you wouldn't believe. And it's an honor. I tell him all the time. It's an honor to be on the card with him. It's an honor to share the back with him and just, you know, his little brother too, and Eric Dodson. Those guys are my family. You know what I mean? And just being able to compete with those guys on the same card, it's a blessing. And not only that, but I kind of feel like it's a mutual respecting, vice versa, and we just like to fight, and we're coming to put on a show.
Yeah, and as much as there are certain similarities, it seems like even like the scale of the shows keeps ramping up. Like I was seeing, you were doing some like radio interviews promoting the fight, like with 96.3 KKOB. So love to see stuff like that too, man. That must be fun for you to do, I would think, I guess.
Yeah, man. Like I said, that's one of the bigger radio stations. I think that is the biggest radio station here in Albuquerque. And they were out, you know, we out here showing love. And not only that, but they want to also learn about BKFC, what they're about, what we're about, what's the organization about. So I feel honored and privileged to go out there and represent the BKFC, my gym, to show the world that, you know, it's a combat sport, it's fun, it's safe, and it's just about, you know, competition, you know, respectfully sanctioned, and what not better way to get the message out through your hometown local radio stations, getting behind one and supporting it so that we can make our sport bigger, because obviously you guys know, everyone knows that it's growing at a rapid pace. So if we can do anything to, you know, to speed up that process, so be it.
Yeah, no, I love hearing that, man, and I mean, I feel like you're a great guy for that, the enthusiasm for it, and obviously how well you've been doing in the ring, helping like serve both of those things. So love to, you know, see those kind of looks, and this is an intriguing fight with, you know, James Dennis coming up here. I guess I'm curious on, you know, what your thoughts might be with him in terms of his BKFC resume and some of the better stylistic attributes he's shown so far, because it looked like he rebounded from a setback in his debut but has since gotten a couple of second round stoppages after. Like, what are your thoughts on James Dennis overall in terms of like what he's done in BKFC so far?
Hey, I respect the guy. I tell people this as well all the time. I don't care if a person is, 0 and 1,000. Anyone that gets in that square circle, man, you have to respect them. You have to respect them. No questions asked. And in Dennis' situation, when we got the phone call that it was gonna be him, we was excited. Not only were we excited, man, but we was up for the challenge. We know it's gonna be a tough fight. We got a good game plan for him, and we just gonna make it happen. But we know we're in for a fight with him. All respect to him and his camp, and you know where he's from. He's from Montana, obviously, and a lot of guys are from Montana doing real big things right now in the sport of combat sports. So I'm just grateful to share the square circle with him, and we're gonna put on a fight for the fans.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious, do you have a particular idea of how you see this fight unfolding? Just because I talk to certain fighters who are like really heavy into the visualization and sometimes have like a, I guess, predominant kind of like reoccurring idea of how the fight might end. Do you have anything like that heading into this fight, or more of just being adaptable and whatnot? Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It just dropped out. I can reiterate the question, though, if you want to hear it back. I don't know how much you caught of that.
I didn't say that again?
Oh, I was just asking before, because sometimes fighters heavily visualize their fights and kind of have like a specific outcome that keeps popping up in their head. Like, do you have anything like that with this upcoming fight, or more of just being adaptable and, yeah?
No, I see it being a dogfight, but I also see it not going to, I don't see it getting a decision. It'll be a dogfight, but I don't see a decision happening. I see a knockout.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting fight. So many cool components to this one. And, I mean, this isn't really a question so much, but it looked like you were having fun at a Kevin Gates concert a bit ago there. Is that, like, you know, it's kind of the stuff you're jamming music-wise usually and stuff like that, you'd say?
Yeah, man. I mean, Kevin Gates is my dude. That was a last-minute thing that happened. I got a friend of mine from back home that made me a walkout song. We're going to go out to that.
Oh, that's awesome. You must be excited about that. That sounds cool.
Oh, you have no idea. We're excited. And it's, you know, it's a jumper for real. It's a banger. It's a, you know, high energy, type of, beat and type music that we're just going to go off of that rhythm and get the W that night.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, that's definitely the kind of energy you seem to have. So, I mean, good to kind of like project that energy in the song. Like, was that a song you had like a lot of involvement in with like the creation of and stuff like that? Or was it more of just like you trusted this guy enough to really like capture the vibe, for lack of a better way to phrase it, I guess?
It was a song that I trusted him with, because prior to him offering me to make me a song, we talk a lot, and I'm always telling him, you know, we're, you know, real energy, high energy, big vibes, positive vibes, and he took that, and he just made a dope ass song that I can't wait for it to be displayed so we can go out there and get this money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stoked for that. I was excited enough for the fight, but now I feel like I'm really fired up to hear this entrance song, so that's sweet.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you, man, you can't miss it, man. You can't miss it. It's a banger for sure, man. And shout out to my man for that shit. I feel guilty because I know his name, but I want to give his tag name, and I forgot it.
Oh, hey, he'll be blowing up after, you know, this walkout you do coming up on March the 24th. But it's always great getting to talk to you, Will. You definitely, you know, have a great fighting style out there and bring a lot of, you know, high energy to everything. So I love that, man. But I also want to be mindful of your schedule and what you're getting up to as well, man. So I guess I'm curious if maybe you have a final parting thought you wanted to add as we were kind of wrapping up.
I'm sorry, boss. Say that again?
Oh, no worries. Just maybe if you had a final parting thought, like if there was anything you wanted to add or anything.
Yeah, no, I just, first, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Thank you for reaching out. Anytime, you know, you need me to, you know, answer or do anything for you, man. Again, I appreciate it. The love is always reciprocated and is always, you know, trying to give it back. That's how I do it. Shout out my gym, you know, Jackson Wink, Defensive Edge, and Canal Street Boxing. Those are all my gyms that, you know, I consider them combined in one. And without Canal Street and Defensive Edge, I wouldn't be out here in Albuquerque. So, you know, it's just my body of work of why I'm out here and the reason, and just would like to thank them and give them nothing but love. And everybody out there that's just having a rough time, and keep your head up, and it's going to be okay. And just, you know, if you believe in something, go for it. You know what I mean? Never doubt yourself or hesitate, and go from there.
No, it's a great parting thought, man, and a great attitude. Definitely excited for this James Dennis fight coming up at BKFC 59. And thanks so much for coming on Bare Knuckle Radio ahead of this March 24th fight. And looking forward to seeing it all go down. But until then, you have a good rest of your day. And thank you for the time, Will.
You too, man. Anytime, buddy. Anytime, man.